AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. No power in many parts of Houston means no air conditioning. It's been a struggle to recover from Hurricane Beryl. Judge Lena Hidalgo says it's getting out of hand.
We have heard reports of somebody pulling a gun on a group of linemen, somebody shooting pellets at the truck. So I know, you know, people are angry at the situation, and the heat just by nature makes us all more frustrated and the tempers run higher.
Beryl reached Texas Monday as a Category 1 hurricane. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says he met privately last night at the White House with President Biden about the path forward. More Democrats are saying the president should step aside. Jeffries says Democrats have had an extensive discussion about the country's future, and the conversations have been candid, clear-eyed, and comprehensive. St. Anselm's political science professor Chris Galdieri in New Hampshire says President Biden's NATO news conference yesterday was good, but likely not good enough.
I think the problem for Biden is it was a perfectly good performance, but it wasn't the sort of, you know, it was not Biden at the State of the Union earlier this year, where that put to rest a lot of the concerns people had been expressing about his age in the run-up to that.
President Biden visits Michigan today. Federal prosecutors say a group of gang members who traffic drugs and guns and use dating websites to connect with people interested in hiring prostitutes were responsible for a series of robberies that led to four deaths from New Hampshire to Virginia. Prosecutors say the group was dubbed the Fentanyl Robbery Gang. Civil defense workers are retrieving dozens of bodies from collapsed buildings and rubble-covered streets after an Israeli assault in Gaza City. A two-story school collapsed during morning classes in north-central Nigeria, trapping 120 students and teachers, setting off a frantic search. A local TV station reports 12 deaths. This is AP News. Some new images from space.
The Webb Space Telescope has captured a pair of intertwined galaxies glowing in the infrared. NASA and the European Space Agency's observatory photographed the two galaxies 326 million light years away, surrounded by a blue haze of stars and gas. The pictures marks Webb's second anniversary of science operations. NASA says the neighboring galaxies, nicknamed Penguin and the Egg, have been tangled up for tens of millions of years. The same will happen to our own Milky Way and the Andromeda Galaxy in 4 billion years. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Global celebrities, business tycoons, and politicians have started arriving in Mumbai, India, for the wedding of the youngest son of Mukesh Ambani, Asia's richest man. The four-day celebrations begin with a traditional Hindu wedding ceremony. Performances following will include Rihanna and Justin Bieber. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.